This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
They don't really screen your calls, but they make sure your phone sounds good and your name, where you're calling from, how you're listening, if you want to volunteer it. But I have a problem. I don't tend to read what people are volunteering until I look up on the screen. Joshua disagrees. Should have gone to Joshua a while back because, you know, I put disagreeers that have the line normally if I have time. Joshua, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. Tell me how you disagree. Go ahead.
Okay. For the Second Amendment, the first part of it has to do with the states basically organizing and training the militias, but that's already basically been repealed because the National Guard, which that essentially was, has been merged with the Department of the Army. That's already effectively been repealed. The second part of the Second Amendment, which is the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, basically, that is already
the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
It's already infringed when the courts, with the Constitutional Republic, can then decide on the law that's written. When they can decide whether something is being infringed or not, they've already infringed.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, there's always an argument that, you know, that slavery's been going on a long time, so it's okay. Here's the deal. Do you agree with the fundamental right of a human or any other creature to defend itself?
Yes.
I think so. Your problem isn't with the Second Amendment. Your problem is it's not strong enough.
I think the problem is the way that it is presented. It's allowing the courts to then say, well, no, you can't have this. No, you can't have that. And that in itself.
Well, that's our problem because the founders were all clear. It's an individual right for the security of a free people. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So, I mean, it's not debated by people that know how to tie their shoelaces. But I mean, I hear what you're saying is that, it, you know, the old English or whatever, or the quasi-old English, the trans, you know, that mid-level English in between old and new English gets confusing for people. But it's like the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an established religion or permitting the free exercise thereof, or the press, or the people to petition the government for redress of grievances. It's all in there. There's a militia clause. There's an individual clause. It's all there.
The First Amendment's the better battle for the Second Amendment, to be honest with you. And I think it has to do with the free practice, basically, of religion. And it goes back to the Bible, the whole point of sell your tunic and buy a sword and two should be enough. Because basically, and it doesn't explicitly say this, but I understand what it's talking about. You've got two hands. Of course, you should have two swords. You should always be armed, kind of a thing like that. Now, the other side of that is not that you should be armed so that you can go around and act like some of these crazy shooters that go and shoot up places.
Yeah. Well, they're crazy, so that doesn't affect other people that haven't done anything wrong. It's like saying somebody kills somebody with a car drunk driving, so every other driver has to be guilty for what they've done. It's asinine. I got to jump. I hear your point. There's nothing perfect in this world. The elite are coming after the guns to dominate and enslave us. It's that simple. It's a fact. America is getting that. The world is getting that. We're winning the info war in every metric. That's why they're launching a counteroffensive to shut us up. James in Colorado, go ahead.
Gosh, very quickly, Alex. With Jay Helm, I look up maybe the cyber operation aspect. I've been reading some news articles where they're finding LinkedIn accounts that they screenshot with cyber/IO planners for exercise Jay Helm. But I also sent Joe Biggs a tweet that he favorited, and I just emailed you the video. It's U.S. military to operate domestically during Ebola outbreak. It's like a two-minute video. You skip to the 107 mark and play it. The military sent, oh, yeah, we're training constantly with locals. It's in Texas. They're training, but they're sending in response within 72 hours anywhere in the U.S. Taking over.
We'll look into it. We're out of time. I'm sorry to the other callers, Scott, Jared, and Sean, and others. We'll get back to you tomorrow. Look at these headlines on Drudge Report. U.N. bans press from panel on press freedom. Iranian general, war with USA would be no big deal. That's hilarious. That's just some of the news on that front. appeals court rules, the NSA's collection of phone records, not authorized by the Patriot Act. That's just some of what's on InfoWars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and the Nightly News Tonight, 7 o'clock.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, the 7th day of May 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours live. Thank you so much for joining us. The globalists, the private corporate interests that control the issuance of currency and credit through private central banks like our Federal Reserve, want to keep things in the dark. Well, InfoWars is here bringing light to the situation. And as the light begins to incrementally get turned up, the roaches are starting to scatter. And their monopoly of media is imploding. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Where to begin? Jade Helm is being called by Fox News, ABC News, the New York Times, and others a firestorm, an explosive political battle. It is now probably the top story in the country. And it's a huge victory for liberty, because even though the mainstream media, the globalist sympathizer media, has framed all this in fraud and made it all about an imminent takeover and martial law this summer, when we've talked about it being conditioning for incremental globalization and federalization. And the military's own legions of documents and training manuals admitting it's for the American people for future paramilitary civil unrest gun confiscation. I mean, that's in the Washington Times, Forbes, AP, Reuters, the Army War College. We've made countless videos about it, showing anybody can search those terms, how the Pentagon would crush a Tea Party rebellion. You'll get the headlines, and then you'll get the actual Army manuals. That's why the military is so awake now, because they're there, the non-commissioned officers and up, are being given treasonous training. It was in the news 2 weeks ago again. Army and armed services wide, but the leak was out of the Army. Well, it wasn't even a leak, it was just public. But the folks in the military are the ones that leaked it onto the web and said, look what we're being taught. Where they said the founding fathers were bad and that free market's bad and racist and sexist and the founders are evil. A federal judge ruled a month ago that you can't wear an American flag if people think it's offensive. This is Twilight Zone behavior. They're blaming the victims of the terrorist attack in Garland in the media for their speech eliciting these folks. And then some of the Twitter accounts criticizing the dead terrorists are getting censored for being insensitive. And then on Fox News, they've got an imam on saying that basically the people that put on this show deserve to be killed. And Sean Hannity says, well, you know, we don't follow your laws here. In fact, we'll just get that clip ready. You know, we've got the Constitution. He says, not for long. And I'm not in some clash of civilizations, Islamophobic hatred of Muslims, period. Everybody knows I'm against destabilizing the Middle East, what happened in Iraq, aiding al-Qaeda to destabilize Syria, overthrowing Egypt. I want prosperity and freedom for the Middle East. And there are a lot of moderate Muslims and good people. But our government, our media allows, and the same thing in England, radicals to operate. In fact, here's the shock video. Radical imam tells Pamela Geller on live TV she should be killed. Here's that clip. And then we'll continue on with...
You want her to die. You know what? She should be put before Sharia court and tried. And
she's not a Muslim.
Of course she would face capital punishment.
She's not a Muslim, Anjum. She's not a Muslim. She doesn't believe
she
what you believe.
That before
you don't believe in liberty and freedom,
you know,
and freedom
you
of speech. You want to oppress her over
Van Gogh and Salman Rushdie and Hussein Ali. You cannot continue to go down this road and expect the Muslims to stand back. You know, I would retaliate if someone insulted my own mother, let alone the Prophet, who I adhere and, you know, I love 100 times more than my
family. If anybody says anything against your Prophet that you don't like,
if someone attacked his mother,
you don't,
what about the Prophet?
If somebody says something about your Prophet that you don't like, you want them dead.
Any Prophet.
And see, how this is going to work with political correctness is you can't have speech if it inflames this extremist. And by the way, the Wahhabists are running around blowing up every Christian shrine they can find. The shrine of Jonah, the shrine of Christ. It's just pure bull. And it's like gang culture. The worst radical Muslims with Saudi Arabian funding bully everyone else into following their sick brand of cultic oppression. And I'm against totalitarianism. I don't care where it comes from, communist, Nazi, radical jihadi, I'm sick of it. And I'm sick of the left's bizarre alliance with radical Islam. We're going to get into that. And ISIS claims it has 71 trained soldiers in 15 different states ready to attack. That's on Infowars.com. ISIS targeting states with strict gun control laws, Infowars.com. We're going to break that down. ISIS says more attacks imminent in U.S. Says the two killed in Dallas by an off-duty police officer were their soldiers. Obama set to begin training jihadists in Syria. Actual ISIS are being trained now in Syria, as we predicted they would do, to launch phase two with them now resupplied out of Iraq with U.S. weapons. And all this had to be done because the military caught on to what was happening 2 years ago and said no. So now they just let them resupply by invading Iraq and having our military stand down. Can't make that up. ISIS opens a 262-room luxury hotel in Mosul, in Iraq's second-largest city. And, of course, no one's going to bomb it because it's a shadow army. Huckabee slams Obama for stripping grandmothers while known terrorists tweet they're going to attack. He calls for scrapping the TSA. I actually like that. That makes sense what Huckabee's saying. The New York Times loves blasphemy except when it targets Muslims. Now, I want to be clear about this. I'm the guy that is most credited with exposing the fact that 9/11, as we were told it happened, was a fable. And that our government basically stood down bare minimum. And that most of the Al-Qaeda force was Western intelligence cutouts, corporate cutouts, as a pretext to invade countries that were innocent like Iraq and take control of opium in Afghanistan. That's all been borne out and proven accurate. I get a lot of criticism from people explaining to me what false flags are and what provocateurs are and things like that. That's like explaining to Babe Ruth how to hit a home run. Okay, fine. Or it's like telling me the Federal Reserve's private. I didn't know that. Or, you know, that Barack Obama's a big fat liar and so's Hillary. I mean, the ISIS is a completely different operation. Hitler wasn't under the control of some of the robber barons in England and the United States. He was funded and wound up and had peace treaties with England that had been declassified and was told he was going to be allowed to invade Europe and take over, and that later he would link up with the U.S. and England. That's why he allowed the British to evacuate France when he first invaded France. This is all mainline history. You got to dig a little deeper, but it's there. It's the same thing here. ISIS is the Syrian Free Syrian Army, funded for 5 years, $6 billion at least we know about from Congress. They are Wahhabists. They are Saudi Arabia funded. They're recruiting all over the world. The West allows them to fly in and out of our countries. And then they march around with people at May Day parades in Austin and other areas. I see the ISIS signs. I see it online. I recognize genuine grassroots recruiting versus projections and fake garbage. So this is two different animals. Does that mean that some agency or group in an agency, rogue group, might not stage terror attacks and blame it on ISIS? Does that mean that there aren't ISIS leaders being basically run by Western globalist organizations? No, that's come out. But the grassroots and their camp followers and their bots, as Colonel Schaefer called them, are real. They're real. And the border is wide open, and so undoubtedly there are going to be some attacks. And they've been picking up thousands a month of other than Mexicans, is what it's called in the sheets, the forms filled out by the Border Patrol, at one border air sector in Texas alone. I mean, look it up. We've done whole stories on it. So there are people pouring across, like the guy who's allowed to broadcast in England and call for people's death, and the government leaves him on air because, you know, Michael Savage can't go to England, but imams can get on TV and call for killing people, basically. Because this is how they're bringing in political correctness, saying, oh, all these minority groups can say whatever they want. You just can't. And so if people like this are out there preaching at madrasas all over the Western world, and then they can come into the United States, you better believe that we're going to see things like this unfold. There's our report from last year with John Bowne. The illegals from all over the world crossing the border. And Bowne was out there talking to retired Border Patrol agents and ranchers and others about the situation. So what we're pointing out is this whole war on terror is a hoax. It is a fraud. We had a 15-year war that cost trillions of dollars, and now we're told that the Al-Qaeda slash ISIS threat is 10 times bigger than it ever was, and prepare for imminent attack. Now, I'm not going to get into that more until later. I want to come back and give you the good news on Jade Helm. This is a firestorm of awakening. And no matter how they misphrase things and put words in our mouths that we hate the military or that we say Obama's going to, you know, occupy the State House and all the rest of it, this is part of an incremental globalization through the federal government. And And that's why we said it should be looked at, because in many other military training drills, they prepare, we have the video of the training drills and the police admitting working with them, that they're preparing for war with veterans, gun owners, Christians. And that's what this is all about. And the fact that people are so upset shows they've reached their political breaking point and they don't have any.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Went down to Georgia. He's looking for a soul stealer. He was in a box. He's way behind.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
Charlie Daniels, a listener of the show.
Way behind. He was with it.
He writes articles fighting the globalists.
Came across this.
Been writing about the TPP.
And playing it hot.
America having basically everything from its trade to its military.
I guess you didn't know.
To its free speech being transferred to a secret global board headed up by Chinese communist executives. You cannot make that up. Yep. The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a box. He was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. And we're not privy to those deals because we're not stakeholders, to quote David Knight yesterday, quoting what they have to say. Sorry, Congress, you can't see it. Not a stakeholder. You're just the elected representatives of the people. Oh, everything's fine. Nothing's going on. Nothing's wrong. You know what the good news is? Before I get into Jade Helm and epic information, NSA phone data collection illegal. Appeals court rules. The New York Times. And I love these two shooters up in Garland. I love how they tweeted 6 hours before they were going to go kill people and talked about this event in other tweets. Any moron could, the FBI was watching them and had arrested them, but were ordered to release them. Just like 9/11. And the NSA didn't protect us, did it? No, a off-duty cop who knew there was a SWAT team inside guarding the people, was supportive of the First Amendment, was a smart guy, and thought, gee, they keep attacking these almost every time they have one in Europe. Maybe I should go stake it out. He didn't go hunting white-tailed deer. He went and was hunting prison scum. And I'm not saying everybody in prison scum. A lot of people are innocent or in there for, but I mean, these guys are, we're scum. We're going to get into that NSA situation, though. But I thought the NSA wasn't spying with keywords. Yesterday I saw a Time Magazine article explaining how they record everything and then use keywords. Oh, my gosh, that's only been known for like 30 years since James Bamford, the producer of Nightline, exposed it. I used to go on the radio and play clips of Nightline episodes from like 25, 30 years ago, and people thought they were fake. We'd go, there's no NSA. It doesn't even exist. It's this culture of total denial. But I'll tell you what's exciting. People now don't deny this stuff. Mainstream media tries to deny it. Dying dinosaur media tries to. But Chuck Norris has come out with a very powerful article yesterday in WorldNet Daily. And he's Mr. Military. Military just loves Chuck Norris. In fact, I'm not bragging. It's just true. In fact, it's a great responsibility. It makes me feel incredibly humble and pathetic that we are the number one show now by every metric listened to by the U.S. Armed Services. Because they know I know what I'm talking about. They want to be decompartmentalized. I was talking to a media analyst last night, and he said, Alex, you know, not just for the military, but for the establishment itself, your show is like porn to them. They're sick of watching all the lies and twisting in mainstream media. Even when people in the system are for something, they love to hear about it from your perspective. So it's not that I'm even that special. It's just that nobody else will just tell it like it is. And it's not my perspective. I've been reading what the globalists have to say forever. I've been watching their program progress. I've watched them do it faster and slower and in different ways in other countries. I'm obsessed with it. And I didn't have to steal their playbooks like the New England Patriots are known to do. Their playbooks are public because they have disdain and arrogance for the people. So you can differ with me on my interpretations of things, but you can't differ with me that the Pentagon says their main mission is gun owners and veterans. I mean, that is so legendarily evil and such a giant red flag that it should have everyone completely freaking out. And the good news is we finally are getting out of the trance. We're finally getting upset. Does it mean people know everything about Jade Helm? Does it mean it's a takeover? Probably not, 98%. It's part of an incremental takeover. And is the public overreacting in some ways? Yeah. But they've been underreacting to all the incredible off-the-chart gun confiscation in Katrina and asset forfeiture seizure and executive open borders and 100 other insane things. Google watching people with their cameras and Samsung saying we're listening to you over the TV. I mean, this is all cuckoo level. So if people are now freaking out and the media is trying to spin it like, oh, we're nuts. No, we're finally acting like normal humans. When we come back, incredible quotes from Chuck Norris, amazing quotes from Texas Louie Gohmert, congressman. I'm really proud of Texas. Texans don't want to be slaves. We've got a lot of faults, but at the end of the day, we're free people, and we will never submit to the globalists, and they know that. That's why they're training to take over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, I've got Ron Finley on. He's an urban farmer and has been part of TED Talk, you name it. He's gotten in trouble, been fined. I guess he's been arrested from what I was reading for daring to plant gardens in just green spaces like on the side of the highway and stuff. Because there's no bigger crime than actually doing things like that outside of the big mega box stores. You're not supposed to do that and teach communities how to produce their own food and how much fun it is. so you need to be persecuted for it. He's going to be joining us for about 30 minutes in the second hour. Then we'll open the phones up at the balance of the transmission, and we have some special reports coming up. I want to get to the Clinton Foundation. Everybody keeps asking me why I'm not covering it. We've been covering the Clinton Foundation for 10 years. The Bushes are involved in it. Half the money goes to pay for private jets and mansions, and the other half goes to buy political influence in countries. Basically, almost none of the money goes to little Haitians and things like that, little starving kids. But let's just get to it now. And then Bill Clinton has little flippant comments about, oh, there's a big conspiracy. See, anytime you point out that he's got foreign donors giving him illegal money, according to federal law, or that they're keeping the money, I mean, these are facts. It's like Bono, part of the UN charity, it turned out, was giving 2% of the proceeds of the millions he was raising at every event. He was keeping the money for himself. I mean, if you have a charity and give 70%, that's fine, because you got overhead. There's nothing wrong with being able to travel and get your work done. And I don't have a charity, but if I did, I mean, that's not bad. Salvation Army gives about 90%. It's one of the best ones out there from the research I've done. I give to Salvation Army. I have no affiliation with it, but I do give some money to it. But when you get up to like 50% just on the jets and everything, and then there's foreign donors, and you're mixing political donations with your foundation, it's just illegal on every front. But of course, like Al Sharpton, those millions, doesn't have to pay taxes. If I didn't pay $2 million in Federal Reserve taxes, they would arrest me. You could believe it. But again, they're above the law. So let's go to this Bill Clinton clip.
I mean, think about that. There's this big nefarious strategy to exercise terrible influence over the American government by talking wealthy people in countries and giving money to help the poor people. That's the theory of the case. And I just don't believe over the long run the American people won't figure that out.
Oh, yeah. Let me talk like a regular guy to you. And Obama does the same little fake thing where he bites his lip and pauses and goes, like he's actually thinking, and he's even got on the teleprompter. It's all fake. There's no teleprompter here, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm speaking from intellect and my heart and passion. These people sit up there to pacify everyone. There's no NSA spying. He didn't have sex with that woman. Hundreds of millions in foreign political donations when his wife was Secretary of State and she's getting the money and living in houses and flying in helicopters and jets. We're talking the most expensive $75 million jets is what they're flying on. The most expensive private jets. And it's Saudi princes. Oh, there's no influence there. How about I start a foundation and then just have jets and stuff and then give none of the money to the poor, basically, and then sit in political office? People go, oh, who cares about the Bilderberg group and Hillary violating the Logan Act? You know, she got fined for that back in the 90s. Now they don't even get fined. World leaders and U.S. leaders go to Bilderberg. They drive in Secret Service motorcades, and they point guns at us. We have footage of this in Virginia, because we're there showing the illegal meeting. And the Secret Service held up MP5s at us and looked at us like we were evil, like we were intimidated. We've done nothing wrong. We're the good guys. I mean, what media wouldn't want to cover Hillary and Obama meeting in secret in 2008 when for a day and a half the media is like, where are they, where are they, where are they? They've disappeared in Virginia. We knew where they were. And then they'd have these Marines flipping us off in uniform and out of uniform. Just search Marines flip the bird at Bilderberg. There's video of it and photos. And that was because the Marines didn't know who we were at that time, and they told them, we later learned from Marines that apologized to me through a back channel, that we were an anti-military group that hated veterans groups. I mean, this whole government is about lying to people. Just like they're on the news saying that Governor Abbott doesn't like the military, and Louie Gohmert doesn't like the military, and Alex Jones doesn't like the military, and Chuck Norris now, you know, we thought you liked the military, Chuck. As if liking the military has anything to do, because our friends and family are in it, and it was founded in 1776 and has such a great history. It's been hijacked and overtaken. It's not ours anymore. The only way to get it back is to admit the country has been stolen. And they're busy stealing the final little pieces of the puzzle right now. And finally, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition in the info war, the sleeping giant that is Texas. I'm so proud of my state. A long history of independence. A long history of wanting to be productive and free and of low taxes and Second Amendment. And all these people evacuating California. And a good point was made to me by a lot of Californians in emails and calls. They said, it was pretty much the same sentiment when I've been bashing California. California's a beautiful state, a lot of great people. But he said, Alex, we heard you say that California used to be a lot like Texas, which it was 50, 60 years ago. Don't you understand everybody moved here looking for a quick buck and to be stars? They aren't Californians, so they've now just failed here, and they're coming to your state. Those rude, horrible, demonic, backstabbing, manipulative people that you're talking about are not Californians. And I think that's a fair statement. Because you meet real Californians, laid back, cool, awesome. They're like liberal in ways, but conservative in others. They defy the stereotypes. They're more classical liberal. So it's true. You're correct. I am corrected. A lot of people come to Texas now, and you know, half the state's not from Texas, and then they think that's who we are. But really, it's just a bunch of drifters. Now, there are a lot of people that have moved from states that are collapsing that are great, hardworking folks, and we love them. But when you run into failed grifters, they've always got a new scam, they've always got something new to be famous, they've always got some new flim-flam, and they are narcissistic mental patients that travel around like bands of 21st century thuggies, just overthrowing your laws, overthrowing your freedoms, fetting the nest like they do everywhere else. It's amazing. Now, let's get to the over-the-top, incredibly important Jade Helm news. First off, do we have the clip from CNN that I sent you yesterday that we only played part of that has Dewhurst? Yeah, well, what I want is the intro piece that I sent Nico. In other words, a couple CNN pieces. But the one I want is where they edit me and come ride in with me and Joe. That's what I want to play. So we're gonna play that today. In fact, cue that up because I want to play this first so we can detail, again, how the deception works.
We've got it. Ready to go.
Dewhurst comes on and says we hate the military, and he's trying to defend our poor military. Well, they got spit on in Vietnam, and now people are spitting on them again, and I don't appreciate that. He told ABC News that. He told a bunch of other publications that. The same old story. Why, it's just so sad they want to spit on the troops, preying on the audience. But before they go to that, they have another piece where they're running the same story. Well, the military's confused why they're not liked. They thought Texas liked them, making it about how the military feels bad. See, using the uniform, using its history, like when that colonel was saying in Bastrop a week and a half ago, you see my uniform? Trust this. Trust me. What, to follow orders like Katrina and take guns? You mean, no, we're going to try to get control of this government that's been hijacked that's in control of our military. That's what this is about. It'd be like saying, are you against the German military in 1937? No, but I'm against the Fuhrer who runs it. I mean, this is so elementary. Curtis LeMay, back in the 60s, wanted to launch a premeditated nuclear attack on Russia. That was declassified. They made a movie about it, Dr. Strangelove. He's General Jack T. Ripper. That's based on a real character that wanted to launch a plan like Plan R to launch first. Is it anti-Air Force to not want to have World War III and stop a rogue general launching an attack? See, that's the bizarre mindset that they say, you do not question if it's military. You do what you're told. Well, who runs the military? Well, now they tell Congress that Congress doesn't. We're told it's NATO. Well, now Chuck Norris has come out. Louie Gohmert's come out. And they're all saying, no, we're tired of being lied to. We don't trust the government. Senator Ted Cruz, we know the military is taking part in operations to go after the Tea Party. So anytime there's a giant operation, we don't believe a word Obama says and all the new generals he's put in, the thousands of officers he's purged, we're going to watch it. We don't know this is nefarious, but they keep changing their story. Let's go ahead and go to the CNN clip.
By directing the State Guard to monitor the operations will allow
Texas... Don't mess with Texas, is Republican Governor Greg Abbott's message to the Pentagon. Abbott called out his State Guard to keep an eye on U.S. Special Operations.
His letter said, we respect the military and totally trust the troops themselves, but the federal government, as we know, has been power-grabbing a lot lately, and Texans are concerned, so the state's going to follow its separation of powers. I'm paraphrasing the letter. You can go read it. It's on Infowars.com. And we're going to monitor it and work with them. By the way, the State Guard was already working with them, where the whole thing's based out of, by Bastrop and then Smithville and Camp Swift, a former largest prisoner of war camp for Germans in World War II. And the State Guard's leaked some stuff. Look, I told you a month ago that Greg Abbott's awake and knows what's going on. I told you Chuck Norris was aware of this and concerned. You notice they're in the news. We're going to have some Chuck Norris world news next Tuesday. I'll just leave that as it may. But Chuck Norris is a listener. His son's a listener, accomplished filmmaker. And I was told about some of these things before they were even named 2.5 months ago on a movie shoot in North Texas, and I'm going to leave it at that until next week. But I told you the news was so amazing that I wouldn't even cover it on air, even though I was given authorization to talk about it. My gut was, don't talk about it yet. Wait till all this stuff starts to come out, and then let it peak. Because I didn't know the name of Jade Helm then. I just knew this stuff was coming. And believe me, the governor knows stuff the public doesn't know. So, this is America starting to wake up. Read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, and it says, to prepare for insurrection in the states and in the legislatures or governments. They're preparing the military to take over states. Obama, 3 years ago, said they'd invade Texas with F-16s and run an air blockade. If Texas voted to block the TSA, groping genitals. In fact, I forget the exact headline. It was feds to block air travel to Texas if legislature restricts TSA. And you'll get newspapers all over the state. You can't make this stuff up, folks. And then I've got Louie Gohmert with just incredible quotes. He's been on the broadcast before. He, of course, was an Army officer himself. They're now claiming he's anti-military. Louie Gohmert gets why some Texans are worried about a military takeover. National Journal. The Texas congressman is joining others in his state calling for the Pentagon to alter Jade Helm 15 military exercises. And he goes on to say, and he's on the different committees, he's never seen in a drill a state listed as hostile. It's unprecedented issue, okay? And by the way, they keep saying, well, we've had drills in Texas before. Yeah, out in the desert, tank busting. If they had Apache helicopters practicing to blow up Russian tanks, we would expect that. That's not what this is. Well, we've done it before. Yeah, of course you've done it before. It's not this. U.S. Special Operations Command preparing to launch a month-long multi-state exercise across private and public to prepare Army Special Forces for threats anywhere in the world. That's an accurate statement. Or at least that's what the Pentagon would have you believe. Officials and citizens in Texas, one of the states involved, see something potentially more nefarious in the exercise, dubbed Jade Helm. And now Representative Louie Gohmert is joining them. Over the past few weeks, my office has been inundated with calls for a Jade Helm 15 military exercise scheduled to take place between July 15th and September 15th, Gohmert said in a statement Tuesday. The military practice has some concern that the U.S. Army is preparing for modern-day martial law. Certainly, I can understand these concerns. He can understand the concerns. Yeah. Because Louis Gohmert knows what comes across his desk. The Pentagon's mission is to take on the Patriots, and no one knows how to broach this because you'll get attacked when you bring it up. So these politicians, these statesmen, like the fact that we brought it out. I'm going to skip this network break. This is so important. They like the fact that we brought all this out because now it makes it safer for them to talk about it. And now everybody's passing around the hundreds of news articles where with a straight face trying to sell it. See, when we say it's bad, they go, it doesn't exist. But when they go, yeah, thank God the Army's trained to take on tea parties and take the guns. And, they, you know, those veterans are going to attack the police departments. Yeah, those horrible veterans. See, they have the nerve to claim we don't like the veterans. When they got them on stinking don't treat list and are training to take them on as the number one enemy, what do you think the globalists have got planned that's so horrible in this country that they know the veterans are going to come out and fight? It makes me shake to my bones. And not in a fearful way, just in a shocked, bracing way. When I think about what we've put up with and what it must be they've got planned, that they know the veterans are going to stand up, and they're actually teaching every police department in the country to prepare for a war with the vets. Can you imagine the police departments, as able as many of them are, taking on unidentified vets? Once you start going after vets and persecuting them and stuff, man, the gloves are going
to
come.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
About posse comitatus, educating people about federalism, educating people about the roles of the military and civilian leadership, and pushing back to have a national debate about why are there drills all over the country, why is this happening, And so many times we go put a camera on it, and they're trying to take on the American people. Here's that CNN clip.
The site InfoWars has led the internet buzz, insisting it's all a plan for the Army to wage war on Americans, publishing a military PowerPoint slide showing Texas as red enemy territory.
I've hardly ever heard of something joint like this unless they're actually planning an invasion.
Republican president.
Back it up. Notice they didn't say that it was admitted to be real. They went with earlier propaganda that it was fake. Remember? The Army Times and stuff said, well, this probably isn't real. We don't trust the... They knew full well it was on Army.mil. Then they said that we said it was secret and that we had something secret that wasn't. Now they revert back to the old lie. See, every 5 seconds is a lie. This is psych warfare written. And when you know how to identify it, it's disgusting that they would prey. That's the word. Feed. On the ignorance of the public, implying we made that up. But again, that's almost subliminal. It's just, yeah, they published this map claiming Texas. No, there is no claim, lady. Gosh, you're dishonorable. Just looking at you makes me feel dishonorable. Thank God I'm not you. Let's go back to the club. I've hardly ever heard of something joint like this unless they're actually planning an invasion.
Republican presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz says he understands Texans' worries.
I think part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years a federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens.
Good job, guys. Thank you. And then there's the Washington Post, and I don't know, you type in the name Chuck Norris. I saw over 400 articles. Basically, they got to be more careful with Chuck Norris because he's so universally liked across the board that they just quote him. Chuck Norris joins Ted Cruz and others in Operation Jade Helm Conspiracy Watch. But they still use the word conspiracy. And he just goes on to say, listen, we've seen the government do so much bad stuff. It's good to have the state watch things. That's all the governor's doing. I mean, you can just go read the quotes yourself. I'm paraphrasing them. There's a WorldNet Daily article, Jade Helm 15, Crime Stoppers, and KSK. He says, I have an idea. The government insists on running expanded military ops across 7 southwest states at the cost of billions, I would add. Why doesn't it move all the military training south to protect our borders at the same time? Yeah, that's actually a constitutional duty. Whatever Jade Helm 15 actually is, I think it's more than coincidental. The FBI director just confessed in February that the presence of ISIS can be felt in 50 states, and it goes on from there. And then they misrepresent what he says. He goes on to say, trust but verify. Friends, when it comes to freedom, we must question, verify, and vet everyone and everything. As Thomas Jefferson told his nephew, Peter, in 1787, question with boldness even the existence of a God, because if there is be one, he must more approve the homage of reason than that of a blindfolded fear. We must never check our brains or blindly trust, especially the government. Rather, we must fight until our dying breath for liberty, especially when it appears those in power are trying to knock down old glory. Yeah, Obamacare? Open borders, outside of law, fast and furious, Benghazi. I mean, we'd be crazy. And he goes on to quote Benjamin Franklin in here as well. I'm going to find that and come back and cover that. Briefly, you fund this operation with your purchases. We won't be here if you don't support us. You are supporting us, so we're getting reporters. We're sending them around. We're breaking news. We're having an effect. There's nowhere where your support, which scares the daylights out of me. Man, I'm really asking for it. Just God, please. Protect me and my family, because I can tell you, folks, we're on the front line going up against the enemy, and we're going 110%. It's the only way to beat these people, but we need you to buy the products. The Super Male Vitality, the Super Female, after almost 3 months being out, is back. It's a great gift for Mother's Day. You can just drop ship it to mom's house or your wife or whatever. It's just InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I want more candy. I want all the candy.
video games. Why am I lying?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.